friends of the iconic musician knew Cliburn's death was imminent. In 1958, he stunned the world with a Tchaikovsky competition victory in Russia. But they've known since August that he had incurable bone cancer.
But it doesn't change the effect of the day. Pretty drastic.
Carla Thompson chairs the Cliburn Foundation, which presents Fort Worth's once-every-four-year international piano competition named for Van Cliburn. It just celebrated its 50th anniversary. She says this year, the 14th competition will be dedicated to Cliburn as it strives to continue the pianist's legacy.
And these competitors will come to compete, to measure up, to do what they're striving to do, to be another Van Cliburn or to have the opportunity for a career like Van had.
Fort Worth resident musician and Cliburn Competition jury chair John Giordano says the career of his 40-year friend Van Cliburn was based on this premise.
He reached people through classical music, which he dedicated his life to, because he felt that classical music was important to our society and that it brought people together and had a message of love and hope.
Giordano says that philosophy is among the most enduring of Cliburn's legacies and also inspires the competition.
Van set the standard, and I think that all of us, particularly these young pianists, know. I mean, they all know what he did, and that tradition is going to carry on.
It will continue at the next International Cliburn Competition in May. A visitation is set for Saturday at Fort Worth's Broadway Baptist Church. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.